If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may serve you. We ask that we may adore you. We ask that we may bring the message of the gospel to all that we encounter. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter. I know I'd get that word out. It's also the memorial of Saint Adalbert, bishop and martyr. And we're looking at these words, which, again, we're continuing in the Acts of the Apostles. And we're going to see something in both our readings today that are the realization of everything that we're doing today begins with today's Gospels, today's readings. Because, in fact, remember, this is an important message, that everything that we see up until the time of Pentecost, really, well, actually not even that, until the time of today's reading, is for the Jews. Nothing before this is for anyone but the Jews. This is an important consideration because our faith is rooted in Judaism. So everything prior to basically today's reading is focused on the Jews. So when Jesus says something like, go out into the whole world and preach my gospel, that was a radical statement because it is only to the Jews that the prophets originally spoke. And I've told you this, that St. John Chrysostom said that we have a greater message than the prophets because we're there to preach to all, whereas the prophets were only there to preach to the Jews. So as you can see this, and we're going to see an interesting concept in today's first reading because the last line of it is, since it takes place in Antioch, Antioch is the place that they were first called Christians. And Antioch is Barnabas and Paul speaking to Gentiles who are non-Jewish people. So speaking to the Gentiles, which were the Hellenists, Greeks. Okay. If you meet someone who, now I'm not saying that they necessarily follow this to the today, but it's when I read that, I said, oh, isn't that interesting? If you meet someone who is a follower of Jesus and is Jewish, we call them Messianic Jews. We can also call them Christians, but they are known as Messianic Jews, which means Jews that believe in Jesus. So that's an interesting reality. And here we see the term used for those who are followers of Jesus, but it is used within the context of the Gentiles first. So in the Gentiles, we're starting to see this message being spread. And this is where we see the beginning of what ultimately comes to the worldwide spread of Christianity, where it's come to realize that, A, what we learned yesterday, no one has to follow the Jewish rules in the new way that it was called at the time, that the Jews, that the rules, all the laws that the Jews follow to this day, they aren't required of the Christians. And that was a big dispute that came up many times in discussion. So they aren't required anymore. You find this in the book of the Acts, and we're going to find it also in Jesus' call to go out and spread the word to the whole world. And then the question was, well, how do we do that in light of the Jewish rules? So it's St. Paul who basically said these rules don't apply anymore. And it's an interesting concept because the word the Sabbath, we say, well, our Sabbath is on a Sunday. Well, actually, it's not. The Sabbath is a Saturday, always is, always will be, because the Sabbath is the Jewish day of serving God. It's the Jewish day of worship, the day where the Jews recognize the seventh day. We believe not in the Sabbath, because that's what that means, the Jewish day of worship. We believe in the Lord's Day, which is Sunday. So we don't believe in the Sabbath. We don't observe the Sabbath. We believe in it. We don't observe it. We observe the Lord's Day. And that is our special day because that's the day that Jesus resurrected from the dead. So we see those two concepts that come together that help us understand these different aspects of our faith. So when we see that all within context, we start to realize that this powerful truth that we're looking at begins really with these readings that talk to us about spreading the message to the Gentiles, and Jesus is talking about spreading the message to those who are outside of the fold we see in the sheep. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Look for Catholic Audio Media, one word, or you can look for Catholic Audio Media, three words, on Spotify. And yes, you may have to scroll a bit to find ours. By the way, subscribe and make comments on your favorite podcast platform, and that really helps our show as well. Well, what we are doing is we are delivering God's word. We're a bit of a bridge, and we're delivering God's word to people such as yourself who are listening right now. And just like the birds in the sky who neither reap nor sow, God graciously provides for their needs, and he's calling us to be part of spreading his word so that you can help others and their needs as we help you in yours. You see how that works? So this is why our program exists, to bring God's message to all who are listening and to help you who are listening bring it to others. But we can't do it alone. We need sponsors and underwriters who believe in the power of spreading God's love. With your support, we can continue to touch lives and bring hope to those in need. So join us in this divine mission and be part of something truly meaningful. Together, let's make a difference. Just call Saint, S-T, Anthony Allston.org. Don't call, go to the website, and you can find out how to contact us. You can call the phone number, or you can also send us a message. Either way, let us know if you feel God is calling you to sponsor or underwrite this program. We're back, and we're talking about this powerful message. Now, here we are looking also at where Jesus is teaching that he's come to bring the message to others. And he's come, he says, there are others who will also hear his message. And that is obviously the Gentiles, and that is you. So we recognize that. And the people who hear his message are the people who hear his voice, and that is you. So we recognize that, and that's your call. That's your call to live the gospel. That's your call to live the faith. And as we do that, we are coming back to this message, that this truth, that this message is designed to go out into the whole world. And the reason why you're hearing this message most likely is because you're part of the whole world. And the whole world is the Jews and then those beyond them. This is so key because this is an important part of what we believe in. We believe that Jesus called us to bring the message to the whole world. Therefore, the truths that we hear from Jesus are universal truths. And this is all the aspect of what we believe. So originally they were for just the Jews, to help the Jews establish the foundation of what would ultimately lead to their beliefs. And then as those beliefs grew, and when Jesus came and he died and rose, now the message is to go out to the whole world and establish those beliefs. And if you've heard me preach, I often talk about them in light of truths that we see that have the same, or actually they have a greater weight, but the same style of weight as scientific truths. We can go out into the whole world and teach everyone about gravity. I don't know if you're ever going to find someone who doesn't believe in gravity, but to bear with me on this. So we can teach people about what we understand about gravity and go to those societies that have never had a scientific background. They understand that if you throw a rock in the air, it always comes down, but we can teach them about gravity because it's a universal truth. It's a truth that applies to all humanity, all reality, because it's a universal truth. It's a law of physics. And so we can teach our faith in the same way, because what is true is true is true is true. So we can help people understand that it's important to realize that there is a God. We can understand God in Jesus Christ, and we can understand all that. And we can even look at our world and say, well, people will say, if God exists, why isn't this a better world? Because if you listen to the people who'll tell you God doesn't exist and they'll do things their own way, that's the beginning of what happens. Even some people say, well, they believe in God. Yes, they do, but they don't act on their belief. They believe in God. They think they act on their belief. But if you look at what the Lord is actually teaching them to do, you can see that they disregard it. And that's where trouble comes into our world. That's where all the difficulties. Always remember that great line from Frank Sheed, was talking about, you know, God's creation, and someone yelled out, I could build a better world than this. And he just responded, just make a rabbit. Just a rabbit, that's all. Making it clear that, yeah, you say you could, but you can't even make a rabbit, so how are you going to make the whole world? We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.